Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Welcome to Tuesday Night Prayer with Tina. How is everyone this evening? I hope you all are well. We're excited, as always, to get into our corporate time of prayer together. This is your first time logging on, joining Flawed and Free on Tuesday Night Prayer. It's good to see you. Let us know where you are coming in from, where you're tuning in at. I would love to say hello to you and shout you out. As usual, those that come in that are regulars, you know, I love for us to digitally evangelize through sharing the good news and the gospel, not just keeping it for yourself. And the more of us that come together in prayer, right, the more agreement we have in the realm of the spirit. So thank you all for joining. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening. God bless. Good evening. God bless those in TikTok land, those in Facebook land, those YouTube land, and all over the land. It is an honor and a pleasure to service and serve the people of God, but most of all, to be a servant of the Most High God. So I just want to say hello, good day, good evening. Yes, Kimaya says she's tuning in from Louisiana. So welcome, Keisha. Yes. Good evening, Apostle, Prophetess, Rev, Doctor. Yes, all of the things. Come through. Come through, Keisha. Come through. Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. Hello, team. Hello, moderators and ministry team and those that are coming on. I am excited about seeing you yet again another week. Thank you so very much for your partnership, all of the partners that are here, all of the volunteers that are here. It's exciting to be in the presence of God and all of his beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Last week, we started talking about the 31-day prayer prompt, and I am still working on the challenge, the 31-day challenge again for next month, because it appears that July and August have 31 days. So my request of all of you, some of you may not know if this is your first time, but my request last week was for everyone to begin to pray daily and to have a daily prayer prompt for themselves for the month of July. And so if you were here last week, I want to see by show of hands, who did the assignment? Who did the assignment? Were you here for the assignment? Have you guys followed through with what was asked of you? I do have a prayer point and a prayer prompt for today's prayer. A prayer prompt for you for the 9th. For today, but I wanted to see on this first month of July how many of you would actually join this prayer prompt challenge for a daily prompt for themselves that they feel led, that they want to partner with the Holy Spirit concerning. I'm going to make mention to something because last week I talked to journaling and prompting and how important it is, of course, to enter into the presence of God. And sometimes we get kind of distracted with things during the day. But I want to encourage you that prayer should be a part of your daily life, not when you just come here on Tuesday nights, but it's a start. If that's where you are right now in this season, it's better than nothing at all. But we should desire every day to enter into the face of the Father, to enter into his presence, and to just really give him our time in prayer and allow God to move in us in prayer. Kimaya's raising her hand. I don't see too many hands. Y'all got me nervous. Y'all got me nervous out here. Y'all got me nervous. I said next month I would help you out with 31 days to give you, for 31 days to give you. But this month, you're going to kick off this month doing it for yourself. Doing it for yourself. But if you need a little bit of help, then no problem. For August, we'll do the 31-day prayer prompt challenge again for the month of August. And I'll make sure that you guys have that PDF available for what those daily prompts are. It's really important to partner with the Holy Spirit for yourself. I could give you a prompt every day, but what if that's not what the Lord desires to speak to you about? Right? What if there's something more specific that he's put on your heart and put on your mind? And I don't want anyone to just kind of lean on the prayer prompts that I give you, but to just to really learn how to partner with the Holy Spirit for yourself for the things that he is requiring and or asking of you individually. And so I spoke to journaling last week. And things that the Holy Spirit has spoken and said to me in times. It's so good to go back to past journals. It is so good to go back because you'll be surprised at the things you ask God for and the prayers that have been answered that you just totally forgot about. Like I did find my journal. As I have lots of them. That's what I was worried about. I was like, I hope I can find that journal for those that were with us last week. And it was one of the things I may mention to was when the Lord had told me in prayer that he would be sending me some destiny helpers and some destiny pushers, and how we can't do this work with God alone, how we must come together and connect in the kingdom and collaborate for what God would have us to do together. And there are seasons where you may be in a place, maybe just you and him, you and the Holy Spirit by yourself. And then there's other seasons where God will call you to other places, spaces, or churches, or mentor, or counselor, or a friendship, or a small group, or something like that. But we were made to fellowship. We were made to fellowship as Adam, he created Adam and he said it was not good for man to be alone. And that's kind of how the Holy Spirit was prefacing that conversation. But in that conversation, I was talking about building business and building the kingdom and all of the things. I'm building myself, right? I was going through a process of deliverance and going through a process of healing and inner healing. And in that, I did spend a lot of time alone. And outside of the time alone, he separated me from some things of the past, some friendships of the past. And he began to set my feet into some new soil. And so it required a lot of prayer and a lot of time with him. And so in my time of being frustrated and things like that, I'm like, Lord, when are you going to send me new friends? When are you going to bring me a church home? When are you going to do these things? And there's a time that I'm going to share with you in my journal that God began to speak to me about it well before it actually physically manifested. But this is a time that we had come together in prayer. And I found some prayers in here from 2018. So, and some of the prayers even praying for my gift of tongues and just all sorts of things that I asked God for. As I was going through the list, it was quite a list on this one particular day. And I did not even realize all of the things that had already been checked off that I had totally forgotten about. And so your journals are a good place to go back to for prayers that you're praying and petitioning that you have yet to see, that have yet to be answered. And so I say all the time to press and pray until you see what you say. And it was a reminder to me as I was getting ready for you guys tonight, some of the prayers that had been answered that I had totally forgotten about way from 2018. And then some of the prayers that had been answered that I was thanking God for as I was going down this long list that I wrote back then. And so the message that I wanted to share with you guys, it was a word from the Lord about me no longer being alone in my kingdom mandate and building. This was in December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. This was a time that I was in prayer with God in 2020. This is December 23rd, 2020. And this is a word from the Lord that I wrote in my journal, in my time with him. And so I'll read it now. It says, God is proud. He has sent someone to help me with things I need in business. Just be patient. He has sent those that have the knowledge needed. Be patient. Your heart is in the right place. He has sent those to help me, and he sees me. He sees me. And then I have a note on the side that says, he's proud of my heart posture and obedience. I will bless you. And then I have my name here, Latina, and honor you for your obedience to me. Your vats will overflow, and your financial well-being will increase in 2021. Your head will spin and you will be overwhelmed with love and God's grace. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You will be overwhelmed by the things that I will do in and with you. I will bless you and you will have an abundance. And so the Lord told me that those that he was sending to help me actually had the knowledge and the things that were needed to partner with me on my journey. This was a particular day that I was in prayer, actually crying out to God, because I had been building alone for so long. I had been building alone and I was getting tired and I was getting frustrated and I was doing the best that I could to make things shake, and they were shaking. But it seemed like it was taking forever. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you for the prayers that you prayed, for the prayers that you will pray, and even for the manifestation of those prayers to come to pass, that God is a God that cannot lie, that he will never, ever, ever return anything back void. Anything he says, he will carry out through to the end, through to completion. And it's funny that in 2020, it was literally December, right? 23rd, just days before the new year, there was a great influx of support that came. And most of those people are still here. Most of them are still here. Some of the ones that the Lord has sent. Alexis was one of them, one of the first that he sent in 2021. It had to be after this because this was in December of 2020. But there are others that God has sent, some that have come, some that have left already. But this prayer was a prayer that I had been praying before the Lord. Yes, shout out to the Flawed and Free Ministry team. And we're still growing. We're still growing. Glory be to God. But I am so blessed and honored to work alongside each and every one of these women. And I got the word from God that you were coming. And I thank you for serving the vision that God has given myself here in this ministry. It is truly an honor and a pleasure to serve alongside of you as we serve. She said 2021. Yes, yes, yes. I got that word in 2020. And so it's truly an honor to serve alongside each and every one of you, even those that are to come and those that have yet to make it. I just want to encourage each and every one of you that do not let up off those prayers. Go back, get those journals. If you don't know what to pray, you should be able to find things in your journal. You should be able to find some things that you wrote. I found things from 2018, a long list from 2018 that I would say a good 25 to 30% of the things on those lists have already happened, if not more. And there's a few that have yet to come. And so I saw some things. One of the things was me writing my first book. And in 2018, I said, I want to write my first book by age 45. And I did. It's right behind me. It's not my first one. This is actually my second one. But I was rejoicing and remembering what God said. Sometimes we have to do that in prayer. Sometimes we get frustrated with the things we have yet to see, and we forget about the things that God has already done. So, as a reminder to you, I went and dug that journal up just for y'all. I went and dug that up because I knew that it was there as I was speaking to you all last week in prayer about the prayers that have been prayed and the prayers that God has answered. Glory be to God. Yes, come on. Still praying for Caleb. Yes. We're still praying. So the prayer prompt for today that we will be praying for this month is, you will be praying for a miracle you want to see God perform. A miracle that you want to see God perform. Whatever the miracle is that you want to see God perform, I want you to partner tonight with us in corporate prayer and pray that prayer tonight. Pray that prayer tonight. Maybe pull it out of your journal. Maybe put it in the chat if you feel led to share in the chat. Please put it in the chat so that we can all touch and agree with what you are believing God to miraculously do for you tonight. What are you believing God to do? Receive it now and put that request, that petition, put it in the chat, put it in the atmosphere, pray aloud. And we are going to partner together in agreement for the miracle to come to pass. So today's prompt is the miracle you want to see God perform. Believe that God has done it in Jesus' name as we prepare to go forth in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for every desire that has been placed upon our hearts. Nobody's got miracles tonight. I guess I can log off, huh? I can go pray my own miracle in my closet. I just told y'all about the manifestation of my miracles that manifested in the form of my team and so many others. You mean to tell me not one person in here is miraculously waiting on God to move in the life? Do you know what a miracle is? Do I need to explain miracles tonight? I see Tanisha put hers in. Come on. She said, y'all can play around if you want to on what you want God to do or what you, but listen, you're going to learn today that when the waters are stirred, you're going to learn how to jump in. You are going to learn how to open your mouth and jump in. Tonight is one of those nights. I see prayers being answered from years and years and years ago that have manifested just like he said in 2020. He told me to be patient. And in 2021, he sent me people. 2022, he sent me people. And I was looking back at some of those prayers, even the gift of tongues that I prayed and asked God for, that I now have, that I'm getting ready to pray in tonight. What a reminder that journal was. What a reminder. It made me hopeful. If I could just be honest, there's a lot of things that I'm still waiting on God to do, but it just made me so grateful and so thankful for what God had already done. And it just stirred my faith. It really, truly stirred my faith. Hopefully you guys will go back and watch the YouTube channel from Sunday service if you missed it. And it was called Faith It Till You Make It. And looking back on that prayer prompt, right? I had a whole list of prayer prompts. I always got them. I got tons and tons of journals. You should never have nothing to pray about. There should not be one person in this chat, one person on this live that can't think of one thing that they are expecting, hopeful, wanting, wishing, desiring for God to do. And not that you want it done 10 years from now, not that you want it done tomorrow, you want it done today. Begin to move in that now faith that we talked about on Sunday, that now faith, so that you can move from the place of the unseen to on the scene. This is what we aren't doing when it comes to seeking God. We're like, God, if you could, you know, may you, like mother, may I, you know, all of these things, not understanding your authority and your power to see exactly what you say because of who God is and who you are. So we don't want to just hope that God's going to come through, hope that God's going to answer. Believe that God has answered, past tense, and that you have received that in which you are asking of God. And so whatever the miracle is for you that you want to see God perform, I'm asking you, just as I asked you on Sunday, where is your faith? Where's your faith? Do you believe when you pray tonight, whether it's something you've been praying for since 2017, 2019, since 5 years old, 2 years old, today decide that you want to see the miracle manifest now. God, today is the day. I'm not waiting another second, another minute, another hour. Father, align the timelines, and I'm asking and I'm petitioning, I'm believing, and I am receiving my answered prayer. I'm receiving the miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank Him. Even as we go forth in prayer today, whatever that miracle is, whatever that thing, whatever's on your heart, whatever's been in your mind that's been cycling through your mind and you've been hopeful about, that you've been waiting for God to manifest. It might be just a move of God. It might be some healing in your life. It may not have anything concerning you. It may be your family. It may be something you're hoping for in your children. Maybe it's something you want to see your spouse come into, or maybe you're waiting on your spouse. You know, whatever it is, you are expecting the miracle and the sign to come forth tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you thanks in advance, because we know, Father, as kings and priests in the earth, that we have the authority to speak, to decree, and to declare a thing, and it shall be established. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe that God is who He is and that God said what He said? Do you believe that you have the power to move at any mountain that may stand in your way? Do you believe that you have the power to see what you say? Do you believe that you are an ambassador of heaven? Do you believe that you have access to the kingdom of heaven? Do you believe that your Father is a man that answers prayers and a God that answers prayers? Do you believe, has God ever answered any prayer for you? He's got a perfect track record. Somewhere you might not have had to even go to your journal from years and years ago, as I've had to pull mine out of the dust, but you can go back into your mind, even if you can't find the journal where you have written a request before the Father, and it's been years, and you're like, Father, why has this not yet manifested in my life? Father, I'm expecting a miracle today. I want to see a miracle be performed. I am already ready to give the testimony for the things that I let go dormant in my life, for the things that I let go to the wayside in my mind, because time and maybe unbelief or maybe doubt has crept up in your mind some way, somehow, and said, I've been praying for this for years and this has not yet manifested in my life. I'm just going to stop praying. I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to leave it alone. Tonight, we are resolute resurrecting those dormant things, those things that you might need to dust off in your journal, those things that you suppressed in your mind, those things that you placed up under the rug, and you're going to pull them out by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray tonight that the reviving, resurrecting power of the Holy Spirit, Father, that the resurrection power will bring forth life to every petition that is being made tonight. And we are standing in agreement with the divine word and will of the Father that a miracle be performed in our lives concerning these matters right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will breathe new life just as you breathe life into Adam's nostrils in the name of Jesus. Father, even for the things that have been placed into this chat, as the Holy Spirit pulls them up into your heart, into your mind, to be released out of your mouth into the atmosphere. Take hold of those things that are deeply rooted, that have gone dormant, or maybe even the things that have died, that you let die because it was taking so long. Or you said, Lord, it just looks impossible. It just doesn't look like my family member will ever come to Christ. It just doesn't look like the man of God or the woman of God that I've been praying for all these years, if it will ever come to pass. Will I ever be found by my kingdom mate? Will I ever have the child that I have prayed for? Will I ever come out of debt? Will I always be robbing Peter to pay Paul? Will I always be living paycheck to paycheck? Father God, I am believing tonight for financial breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. If you are looking for financial miracle tonight, I don't know a person in this world that doesn't want stability, not just financial stability, but financial security in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's a breakthrough of some sort. Maybe there's been some hindrances, and you know what? You're like waiting and putting money to the side, and you've been saving, and all of this time that you've been hoping and wishing that you could buy that house, that you could put that down payment on the car. Or maybe it was something that was substantial in maybe paying off your mortgage in full. Or maybe it was something that was emotional. Maybe it was something that you've been dealing with or tussling with in the spirit, that you've been hoping that God would deliver you, that you were hoping that God would heal you in an area. Maybe there's some sort of disconnect, or there's been some sort of separation with some friends or some family. Maybe there's some division or discord that has taken place. And it seems like no matter what you say or what you do, these persons or these people, maybe they have not come into it. They won't ever seem to be agreement. Maybe you're just asking God for miraculous agreement in an area. I don't know what it is, but whatever it may be, make it personal tonight. Don't allow fear or shame or condemnation or anything to get in the way of what God has said, with what you have seen, and even the things that you might have forgotten, or the things that you might have just let go because time has passed and you've become fatigued in prayer. And it's like, God, I keep praying and praying and praying, and nothing has manifested. Tonight is the night. Begin to look, seek, ask, and know that God is going to manifest this miracle in your life tonight. Do you believe in the God of miracles? Do you believe that God can can perform a miracle in your life tonight. This is the beauty of prayer prompts. You know, you might have a list of things that you've been seeking and asking God for, but when we begin to be very intentional with a thing, when we begin to really cover and press and push and pray and put this thing on our altar and not leave the place, God is a God that answers by fire. God, we just ask that tonight, that every single thing that the sons of God have placed upon their altars tonight, as they have prompted you, as they are petitioning you, as they are seeking you tonight to perform a miracle, Father, move miraculously tonight into the hearts, into the minds, into the mouths, into the members, into the homes, into the households of every single person tonight. Father God, breathe new life. Breathe new life tonight into their expectation, into the manifestation of those things that they have stated, that they have said, that they have sought out, Father God, by you, from you, for you, whatever it may be. Be intentional tonight with your request. Thank you, Jesus. Father, perform a miracle tonight. We are expecting miracles tonight. Miracles, miracles, signs and wonders. Miracles, miracles. We are expecting the Holy Spirit to manifest himself tonight in the requests that have been made. I believe. I believe that you will give testimony that by next Tuesday, when you guys come back here for prayer, there will be testimony of the miracle that you have petitioned the throne of God for tonight, that it has already manifested itself. It can be now, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week, it could be next month. But whenever God sees fit to release the miracle, be intentional, be specific. Be specific. Believe and receive that the miracle that you are waiting on God to perform, that it is already done. See, that's the key. Not only just believing and receiving and moving by faith, but accepting the receipt of what you've received. Because anytime you get something or receive something, you got receipts, right? God, well, when you go to the store and you buy something from the store, you got a receipt. God has already paid the price for whatever it is that you are seeking, asking, or in need of. You are a blood bought, believe me, born again believer. And whatever you've done, what even the bad things, even the things, God has already taken up your sin and he's already exchanged your sin for the righteousness of God. And so you have already received your yes from God. Because remember, God is the God of yea and amen. He is the God of yea and amen. And so some of us will be tight-lipped in our prayer because we're waiting to get in the right place and the right posture and the right position to receive from God, when that's not true. The receipt of what you have has already been redeemed. Right? It has already been given to you. Your restoration is already complete because of the finished works of Christ Jesus that is already done. So whatever you need, whatever you're asking, whatever you're petitioning, it's a miracle to you, but God has already manifested it. He already has it in his hand. He is just ready and waiting to release it so that you can receive it and now have the receipt. The receipt is the tangible evidence of what's in the unseen world. that actually manifests itself on the scene. And so by faith, we are able to receive what God has so that we can see the unseen be made known, be made manifest in the earth. Do you believe that God will perform a miracle for you tonight? Do you believe it? And are you moving in faith? Are you like the disciples in the boat with Jesus when he said, "Oh, ye of little faith"? Are you in a posture of unbelief? God, I've waited, and I'm just not sure if you're going to come through. If that's you, you can absolutely expect to not see God move miraculously in your life. I don't know about you, but I am expectant for the miracles of God to manifest themselves now. I am standing, receiving, and moving in my now faith. And I believe that the miracle that I am asking and the miracles that you are asking God to perform in your life tonight, that it will manifest now in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it is. Is it deliverance? Is it healing? Is it help? I ask for help in that closet. I ask for help, and God sent me help. Do you hear me? I just read it to you from 2018, the list of things that God manifested, the list of things that God revealed, the list. He said, "Daughter, be patient. I'm sending people with knowledge that you need for the things that I'm calling you to build." What is God calling you to build? What is God calling you to do? What is God saying in your life in this season? There is no time to be muzzled at the mouth. There's no time to keep your hands tied behind your back. There is no time to lay down with the devil in agreement, because he has gotten you to agree in unbelief with what he said that it would not be, and what not with what God said is. God said, "I am the I am, for he is the all in all, what was and what is to come." Even the things you have yet to see in the future, God is your rear guard. God has already gone ahead of you, because he's an omnipresent God. He was there when you were a kid, when you were praying and you were asking God for things in your childlike faith and obedience to God. And you're still his child as an adult, whatever age you may be. You must move in childlike faith, and you must move in a measure of obedience that God can meet you in that place, because your faith is not only now, but it allows God to move when you open the portals of heaven to allow his perfect faith to manifest in your life. And this is where we see the miracles and the signs and the wonders. Little faith won't get you there, but great faith and perfect faith will manifest the things that you need in accordance to what God has designed. And so before y'all get all panties in a bunch, get all tied up, she keeps saying manifest. She keeps saying manifest. That is not a New Age term. That's God's term. It's all in scripture. And the New Age witchcraft movement, the occult movement, has stolen the principle of manifestation, and they have perverted its initial intended purpose, which was to manifest God's will in accordance to his word. And they have perverted the manifestation of God, literally using kingdom principles, because it works. Why does it work? because it's a kingdom mandate and a kingdom principle that was originated and initially intended by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord Jesus Christ, to partner with the Holy Spirit to manifest God's divine predestined will in the earth. So as kingdom ambassadors, he gave us the authority to manifest what is in heaven so that we could see, sense, experience it, and encounter it in the earth. That was our responsibility. That was our due diligence. That was ours. But the enemy stole, counterfeited, copycatted the mandate and kingdom principle that God designed and desired to always be in partnership with him, to always be in alliance with him, to always be in agreement with him. And if a witch can manifest through the law of attraction something that was not even God ordained, how much more can you do as a child of God that is God ordained? How much more can the Spirit of the living God manifest himself to be seen and to be known and to tangibly be able to touch in the earth? There's a number of things that you're sitting in, that you're moving in, some of your jobs, some of your spouses, some of your financial increase, some of your businesses, some of this book, so many things that have now made their way for a tangible evidence. It is tangible evidence. And the way that we are able to see the tangible evidence of God come to pass is one way is by faith and obedience. Faith and obedience are the keys to seeing the miraculous power of God being made manifest in the earth. That's the word. I am declaring the word. I am not using the word manifest contrary to what God has said. It belongs to us, the kingdom of God. It is ours. Don't belong to the new age, to witchcraft and all this. Why is the kingdom of darkness and the witches of the world manifesting illegally the things that belong to the kingdom of God? So yes, miracles is your portion. Do you believe? Or are you like the disciples in the boat that the Lord said it was their unbelief? He said, it's your unbelief that has put you in this position where you did not know your authority, that you, I gave you power to speak to the storm, to calm this storm. You didn't even need to call on me. There's a miracle that you are waiting on tonight that in partnership with the Holy Spirit, you can manifest because of your authority in the earth, because you are a king in the earth. You are a prophet, a priest, and a king. There's an altar that you service. You are a priest. You are a child and a son of God that has received an inheritance that have given you access to heavenly things, to things that are in heaven as they are in the earth. But what are you speaking? What are you saying? What are you declaring? Tonight, you must loose the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead so that he could snatch the keys from the kingdom, right? Which was already done when he came. But nonetheless, the resurrection power of God is what allowed the ascension, allowed God to be delivered from the place of being dead to being yet alive again, to then ascending into heavenly realms and then giving us access to these places through the keys of the kingdom that now you have. So those same keys God has given to you, the same keys that he took back from Satan from the fall of Adam, you actually have them. And so the word of God says that we can decree a thing, we can declare a thing, right? These are courtship abilities. These are contracts. These are things, and you can write contracts with your mouth verbally. You can speak a thing and it shall be so. That's what the word of God says. And so if you are expecting a miracle and you want to see God move tonight, and you place this thing, or even the thing you let die, you can breathe new life and allow the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit to bring forth the thing in which God has predestined and pre-designed for your life. It might be in your family. It might be outside of your family. It may be something personal, whatever it is. Father, we believe you tonight, and we receive the mighty miracles that are being asked of you tonight. We invoke the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. Father God, loose your fire, for you are the God that answers by fire. Father, we just thank you now in advance for what you've already done, for what you have yet to do. And we just thank you, oh God, because we believe that we have already received that in which we have asked of you. Receive your miracle tonight and believe that it's already done. Believe that God has said it, that you will see it. Believe that because you spoke it, that it will come to pass. For God has not left you. God has not forgotten you. God is still there, but he is waiting on you. Blessings, prophet. Blessings, apostle. Blessings. He's waiting on you. Believe and receive. Believe and receive tonight the miracle that you have sought the Father for. And again, as I will always instruct you, to thank him. You're thanking him now because you know that he is going to make do with what he said. Because you believe it. You believe by faith. So, Father, we thank you for the mighty miracles and the testimonies that are taking place even now. The testimonies that will take place for the prayers that have been prayed prior to this day, for the prayers that have been prayed this day, for the prayers that are being prayed this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. For the miracles. For the miracles that you will perform tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's done. Thank you, Lord. We didn't have to tarry for that. We didn't have to tarry for that miracle. We didn't have to tarry for that miracle. We didn't have to travail for that miracle. We didn't have to beg for that miracle. We didn't have to plead and please God. Please. All we had to do was ask. All we had to do was ask. All we had to do was ask. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, he is a miracle worker. Yes, he is a promise keeper. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for the miracles that will be, that have been performed on your behalf tonight. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. there's just such a peace in my heart. I feel such a peace about tonight. I feel such a peace. I don't know about y'all, but I know my daddy coming through. He coming through. He ain't never late. He ain't never missed it. My daddy coming through. My daddy coming through. My daddy coming through. My daddy's coming through. He coming through. He coming through. And I want to hear the testimonies. I want to hear the testimonies. I'm giving my testimony in advance. Student loans paid. Debt erased. Dematerialized. Complete. Houses paid in cash. Fully funded vision for the ministry and the businesses that God has given me to steward. It is complete. It is finished. It is done in Jesus' name. Healing, complete, finished, done in Jesus' name. Financial increase, complete, done, finished in Jesus' name. Salvation for my family, my entire family, complete, done. Strongholds broken, generational curses broken. Signs, miracles and wonders shall manifest every day of my life. As long as I draw breath in the earth, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for the blessings and the breakthrough. I thank you, Father, for the answered prayers. I thank you, Father, for the manifested miracles taking place tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. And it is so. And it is so. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May God bless each and every one of you. I'm excited to hear about the manifested miracles that will be taking place, that you will see this day in the name of Jesus. If you have been led or you feel led to sow a seed tonight, as we thank the Father in advance for what he has done and what he is doing, and even for the things that have yet to come, we thank you, Father. You may sow a seed tonight. If you like Cash App, you can sow through Cash App at $FlawedFree. $FlawedFree. Yes. Smiley904 said, I will be telling my testimony next Tuesday. Come on. That's the type of faith and expectancy that you have to believe to receive that miracle. Yes, I'm in agreement with you. Smiley904 on TikTok. I'm in agreement with you for the answered prayers and the manifested miracles. Come on, crazy faith. Woo, come on. TikTok on fire over here. They said they got some crazy faith. I don't know about my YouTubers. I saw some hallelujahs and some thank yous. Yes, I see Micah. She's agreeing. She's agreeing. Yes, she said next Tuesday. She's telling her testimony. I'll see you next Tuesday. I'm going to be here ready for it. I've seen this happen too many times. I've seen it in my own life. I've literally seen the miracles of God manifest in my own life. So I ain't saying what I heard. I know this to be true. This has been the story of my life and many that I know, even strangers. So you can't tell. I don't preach and pray and do all of this just because. I literally have a list. I just read you one. I'm telling you, God performed and keeps performing miracles in my life every day. Every day. And I'm expecting them. I am expecting them. Yes. She said, I preached on what I talked to God, you talked to God about today. Come on, Latresa. Hello, Latresa. Come on. There's a sign. Yeah, our daddy's standing on business. He's standing on business. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you for everybody that has sown a seed tonight. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Gwyneth. God bless you. For those that have sown seeds tonight in giving, glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. We're getting ready for Freedom Friday for August 2nd, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you are in the building. There will be limited seating. Again, you must RSVP for your seat. Please do not RSVP for a seat if you are unsure that you will be able to make it, because our seating is limited. But our next Freedom Friday, we're expecting another mighty move of God in this place. Glory be to God. Do it again. Yes, do it again. God moved. God moved at that last Freedom Friday. My God, did he move? And he's going to move again. So we are hopeful and expecting for the deliverance, healing, signs, miracles, wonders to take place. And I'm excited for all of you that have registered, that have signed up, that will be there fellowshipping with us. We are waiting to see what God is going to do, but he is going to show up so mightily. I already know. He's already gone ahead of us. So if you haven't signed up for Freedom Friday, do so now before the seating has been filled. Before the seating, it filled up really quickly last month on our first one. And I suspect as the months continue, as the word spread, as the fire spreads all over the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and beyond, wherever he sends us, I do believe that God is going to continue to expand and increase our territory so that we can help set the captives free in Jesus' name. So Freedom Friday is your portion. I'm expecting to see you guys show up and fellowship and meet God as he comes there to meet you in the name of Jesus. August 2nd, 2024, August 2nd, 6:30 p.m., I'll be looking to see you guys then. If you would like to become a partner of this ministry, we are planning an amazing retreat. You may miss this year. You've already missed this year. But next year, we invite our partners and volunteers to be a part of our annual retreat and all of the things that we do in partnership with the move of God in this ministry. Your contribution and partnership here helps us to secure these event spaces. It helps us to stay online. It helps us to keep offering deliverance all over the country, all over the nation, to those that need deliverance. We're going to keep that free. Glory be to God. We don't charge for deliverance here. But nonetheless, it takes time, it takes energy, it takes resources for making, mandating, moving in the things of God. And so for us to complete the vision that God has given us, we are so grateful for each and every one of our partners that help us to sustain, to maintain, to help deliver and set the captives free all over the world. It is because of you that we are able to do what we do in the name of Jesus. So in partnership with the Holy Spirit, it is an honor to serve you. And so there are tons of partner perks that comes with signing up and becoming a partner. One of them is our partner pour. And so our partner pour is coming up. So you guys that are partnered, get ready for our special time together. Check your emails for that partner pour. It's just going to be me and y'all. me and y'all. And so we're going to be coming together, and I'm going to be doing a special pour just for our partners. And that is something that we do twice a year regularly. We also give discounts on anything that we're doing, courses, classes, consultations, coaching. If you're a partner, you automatically get a discount code for anything that we're doing. You are able to utilize for certain services and certain things that we have if you are a partner. We also have our annual VIP retreat, and we roll out the red carpet for our partners. So we have planned this year an amazing 3-day retreat, and we are praying and we are having a Holy Ghost feel good time for 3 full days, and we do it big for our partners, our volunteers, and for our team. It's full of team bonding and building, and we spend 3 whole days together. 3 whole days, and you will leave filled and full. Filled and full, because we feed you too. We feed you good. It's all covered. The food is covered. The transpo is covered. There's a whole everything, and you just kick your feet up, and we just swirl and twirl in the spirit, and we fellowship and have fun. We play games. We have all sort of just good, godly, just community and fun and love. Oh my God, it's just full of love. So there's tons of partnership perks that come with becoming a partner. But for $25 a month, you can make a difference in helping us continue to build, helping us to continue to build out this massive vision and the movement that God has given us to service this community and all of the communities outside of even the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. God is doing a mighty work in this ministry, and we are gaining territory. We are expanding. We are moving so fast, and we are trying to stay where God needs us and keep up with where we're going. And so I thank each and every partner that partners with us. You can scan the QR code. If you want to be and become a partner, you can scan that code right now, and it'll take you to our partnership sign up page. It will take you there. We got a few clips on YouTube from last year's retreat, but this year's retreat, we had an overview meeting on it yesterday for everybody that's coming to the retreat. And it's overvalued. It was, of course, we put in quite a bit to make this, you know, possible for our partners. However, God did his thing. And I don't even know the depth of what all is being done, but the team has worked so hard to put such an amazing retreat together for our freedom fighter community. They have done an amazing job with making sure that you guys have the time of your life for these 3 days. So I would hate for you guys to miss next year's, but this year it's gonna be something. I'm so excited about it, y'all. I am so excited about it. I'm so excited, so excited, so excited. So to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Thank you for you all that have partnered, for those that are thinking about partnering, and those that have already partnered. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, she said, I'm excited. Yes, yes, it's exciting. It's exciting. Y'all gonna see those clips online, and you're gonna be like, I knew I should have. Oh, I hate I missed it. We have a good time. We have fun. We have a lot of fun here. We really do. We really do. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Yes, yes. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. So thank you all for joining tonight. I'll see you all next Tuesday, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be back here for some more corporate prayer, Tuesday night prayer with Tina. And we're going to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and to have his way. Is there any other way? Not here it isn't. Not here it isn't. God bless you. May God bless you all.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree on Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.